Now it's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, as part of a 15% workforce reduction, California-based Jawbone, which makes wearable fitness technologies and Bluetooth headsets, has cut staff in Pittsburgh and its other offices. Jawbone would not say how many staff cuts were made in Pittsburgh. And the Hilton hotel chain has said that hackers twice broke into its computer systems. Payment terminals at the company's eateries may have been compromised. This week, the Tech Report goes indoors and gets lost.
Where's Bellafield, you know? Any sense?
It's a different building, right?
No. Bellafield Avenue. This is a room I want to go to.
University of Pittsburgh students and visitors have been baffled by the layout of the classrooms in the Cathedral of Learning since it opened more than 80 years ago.
Taking a class on Dustin Hoffman movies. So we're going to see a movie today in G8.
Even with maps hung on the walls, students like Chuck Ward seem to get lost. Before consulting a map, Ward had unsuccessfully asked a fellow student for directions. He eventually wound up asking a university employee. Phil Farabaugh says he has a solution to Ward's problem. He's the CEO of the software company called Wayfinding Pro, and he's come to the Cathedral of Learning to talk about the product. He's standing in front of the map the student was just using to get to the film class.
And looking at it from here and being able to translate it in 3D form and know exactly where they are, especially once they walk away, it's not really likely. So, you know, if this was a kiosk with our software, they could look in here, here's where I am, I want to go to G28, once it's done, they could have those directions sent to their phone, they could walk away and know, turn by turn, you know, go 20 feet, make a left.
There are other companies doing similar work. Farabaugh says Wayfinding Pro is trying to stand apart.
The companies that are doing what we do typically do it for themselves. They are digital signage companies that have their own internal wayfinding solution, but it's expensive. It's tough to maintain and build something like that constantly. We're the only standalone application program interface that can be plugged into all those different things and added to any digital signage repertoire and go into any hospital, any other facility, and we're not tied to a specific hardware or any other package.
Farabaugh says this is important, especially when it comes to guiding people with disabilities.
There have been some institutions that I won't mention that have had some fines and challenges based on not having ADA compliant routing available. It can be a big cost if they're trying to not only make themselves compliant, but then to be able to communicate the mapping and the ability for people to navigate that way. So this gives them the ability to manage that a little bit more efficiently.
Temple University is using the software that Wayfinding Pro employs.
A lot of the universities that we've talked to, not just Temple, have viewed this as a way to recruit new students in a sense of we need to find ways to help them from a technological standpoint.
But for now, when you go to Pitt's Cathedral of Learning, you'll have to rely on the wall map and your memory. You know the way to get out?
Down here, make a right.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
In this week's tech calendar, Pitt Mesh hosts the first in a series of discussions on the basics of Wi-Fi Wednesday night at the co-working space Work Hard PGH in Allentown. And SciLab, Carnegie Mellon University's Cybersecurity Research and Education Institute, is being relaunched with an event on December 15th. A panel discussion will explore SciLab's new role as a university-wide presence in security and privacy research. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.